call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
Got to, yeah.
Yeah, boy, in that mode.
What's going on, homies? You know, another episode. Big homie South got some homies in the building. Love Dorsey. Big homie.
What's popping?
How you feeling?
I feel good.
You good?
Yeah. And the weather good here, too.
And of course, big homie Ant back in the building.
What's happening?
Every time, Ant, you know, we have a good conversation.
Every time, bro.
Oh, damn. What's on y'all minds and hearts? Anything y'all want to jump off the porch with? Because I got my things, but shit, what y'all?
Ladies first. I'm
how
general.
Real y'all get?
It get deep.
Shit.
It get deep.
We don't got no filter on this, bro. This ain't Sunday school.
I'm telling you.
We got a full battery.
Okay, let's do it then. So you said you do, you're part of a nonprofit, right?
Correct.
Okay, and so I want to know your opinion because I got my opinion, and people that see this that already know me, they know I go in on this topic. But when you talk about, you know, helping people change their life around lessening the amount of us that get locked up, where do you see from talking to people and interacting, where do you see most of the root reason comes from?
I mean, shit, that's a lot of branches on that tree. Damn, she fucked me up early.
She hit me with that shit. So your question is the root. What is the root for people having these issues?
Yeah, like the main consistent root. His opinion mixed with your experience because you in it. You in the trenches with it.
It's really a lack of resources. It's cyclical. Yeah, it's cyclical. So it's like, let's say, all right. So you get in the situation, you get a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. You can't pay the ticket.
Yep.
You end up on probation.
Yep.
You can't pay the probation.
Yep.
You go to jail. You don't make bail. When you finally make bail, you in a situation where you got to deal with this criminal. And it could be something as simple as a parking ticket. Like some people can't pay their way out of speeding.
Right.
So when you take it up a step, you get a little bag of weed. Can't pay for that. You know, you can't post bond for that. So it's just everything that it could be a small thing and it snowballs. You have people that might be in a situation where they can't deal with their family.
Right.
You have a family situation that's not ideal. And so you out here on your own. And we all know everybody's struggling.
I was waiting for you to say that F word, family.
Yeah. Family. Yeah. Everybody does not have the village. And everybody says it takes a village, but we can see as a community, just a group of people that know a group of people that know a group of people, everybody not family.
Yeah.
Everybody's not able to or willing to extend that hand.
Facts.
So you'll be in a situation where you're trying to do it on your own and you take it upon yourself to do something you had no business doing because you have nothing else to do and then you have nobody else to reach back to. So it's a myriad of things. Like, it could be anything. So I don't even necessarily attribute it to, like, even seeing people outside who are homeless. Mm. Everybody who's homeless wasn't somebody that made a bad decision. Absolutely. Sometimes we're all one bad day from being fucked up. Like, I know a lot of people really be trying to make it seem like, no, I'm 10 steps ahead of the, your 10 is different than mine. So it really just depends. So I try to attribute it to just the cycle. Everything is cyclical.
I fuck with that. You said that F word, and that's what I talk a lot about. Like, even when you say resources, it starts with how you were raised, how you were brought up,
exactly.
The family in which you were born, the environment you were exposed to. You know, you having resources, it depends on all of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, of course, that stuff depends on how far you go in life with building adult resources.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really attribute, it's going to sound crazy, but I really attribute, everything goes back to racism.
I'm trying to tell you.
Because if you have people in poor neighborhoods aren't there because shit is fun. Like, ain't nothing fun about, like, struggling. But these are the communities that those people are raised in.
Right.
And when you grow up in low-income neighborhoods, you got to try. You want to make some money.
Right.
You don't want to. Of course, everybody want to be rich. But sometimes you want to get enough to just survive.
Exactly. Right?
You want to get enough to survive. So you growing up in this low-income neighborhood, ain't nobody in your family never had no money.
Yep.
So I see these kids, like I used to be a teacher, so I see kids do whatever to get money.
Right.
Like I told this story on Twitter, I told this story on my Instagram story a few weeks ago. Some water boys tried to scam me out like $400.
$400, I seen it.
They tried to scam me out like $400. And I couldn't be mad at them because, nigga, they just trying to live.
I get it.
And we can't, and people always say, oh, well, you don't see white people. Man, first of all, I hate when people say that because why are we acting like white people are the barometer for anything?
Right.
Secondly, they aren't raised in those same conditions we're raised. The people that are raised on the west side of Atlanta aren't in the same financial predicament as people that are raised in the Buckhead, Brookhaven area.
Right.
We can't pretend like these kids don't have to do the same things. Like, When the last time you seen a white water boy?
See what I'm saying? And even like low income on the west side looks totally different from low income in Mableton.
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying? So like you got poor niggas in Mableton, but I'd rather be a poor nigga in Mableton than a poor nigga on Bankhead.
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying? So it's like even within certain situations, your situation being terrible is still better than most people's.
Absolutely.
So I don't even like when they try to use white folks as a barometer for decency or for standard of living, because white folk don't deal with poor white trash.
They don't.
They don't. They don't reach back. We like to reach back. That's what I like about black folks.
So let me, I don't mean to cut you off, but let me say
no,
this, right?
No, it's all good.
I'm in agreement with what y'all saying about race. But I think even bigger than that, if you don't understand history, you won't even understand racism.
True enough.
You see what I'm saying? Like you could take one of these younger kids, you could take some of the people that are in the homeless situations that are, you know, full grown adults, 35, 40 years old. You can speak to them about racism, but they don't really know what we talking about unless you understand the history of where our people come from.
Absolutely.
How you're this right. country was built. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff that went on, you won't understand why things are the way they are. You will just think, well, I had a bad day and it spiraled down from there.
Pretty yeah. much.
Because if you don't get where systemic racism come from, if you don't get why our families are set up the way they are by mm-hmm. the masses, you mm-hmm. if you don't get where that comes from,
yeah.
you won't understand the racism conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And you see what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I see what yeah, you're saying. Yeah. And it's like, people think it's just, a lot of people are just really simple-minded. I know that's not a good thing to say. Like, they think, okay, well, 1 + 1 = 2 all the time. Sometimes it don't.
Yeah.
There are a lot more determining factors. You got to put fractions in that shit. Sometimes it's not even
yeah.
numbers that you're working with.
See what I'm saying? Like, but I don't be trying to, I'm a pretty black and white person, but sometimes it is a gray area. And sometimes, like, the gray area is bigger than.
But see, that's yeah. your, and that's your perception, right?
Yeah.
That each individual has his own perception of right. 1 + 1 = 2, black and white, fixed yep. mindset, growth mindset. But it, again, it's based on your understanding of where you come from, where we come from
Facts.
As a people,
yeah.
to kind of look at Facts. Where we at right now. Like, for example, on my platform, I've been talking a lot about the way family structure is set up nowadays. Like, as women, we think that we're deciding on our own, uh-huh. right, to be single mothers or set our families up. Like, I chose to leave you alone as my baby daddy, and I chose to raise these kids by myself because you wasn't doing right. But when you don't understand what happened in the late 1960s, early 1970s with the governmental welfare programs and the way that systemic racism was set up, and when you don't understand the agenda to economically yeah. castrate
the
black men.
Was in there.
Yeah, yeah, you think that you're acting like this because you chose to based on the type of dude you chose, but really you're being programmed this way. Your mama was programmed this way. Your great grandma, your grandma was programmed this way because we were led to believe it's all right or it's cool or it's better for the child if you just kind of get rid of whatever you see as the problem in the family unit and just do it yourself. I just raised these kids by myself.
That's crazy. Like,
yeah, now she fucking.
And then
snapped.
If we tie this, snapped. If we tie this all the way back to what the type of work he doing, the product that we push out in single mother households, especially for black people, is a broken product as a full grown black male. Like a lot of the men that you're trying to help get on their feet,
shit.
You know, get out of them situations, they come from a single mother headed household, no positive male role model. You know what I mean? If you ask their mama, she believes she did this intentionally. From her own mind, herself, based on how the daddy was. But you was programmed this way through systemic racism based on how they set the programs up.
You went into that situation thinking, worst case scenario, I can do this shit myself. Even when things were great.
That was always,
you and your man, that was always in the
That was always
I don't need this nigga.
Yep. That was, when you go into family with that mindset, y'all doomed.
I feel like in that type of scenario, I know for myself, not even talking about relationships, if I'm entering into like, I'm always thinking about the end of shit sometimes. And I had to realize that about myself. But to relate that back to what you're saying, as a man, not even as a man, but sometimes I'm looking for the out. I'm looking for an out. So
that's a fact.
In a relationship, like you're saying, and if a woman is coming in thinking, okay, well, if things go bad, I really don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at love or relationships like that. Like I want to find someone who I can work through the bad shit with.
Yep.
I don't want it to be out.
Yep. But that's not what's going on by the masses in our community. In our community.
What's going on?
So, because y'all saying no filter, right? So let's talk about the massive amount of unprotected sex that we have in our community. And I want to go back to what I said. when you're a product of a single motherhead household, meaning only a woman has shown you how to deal with your emotions as a man, yeah, and as a young woman, when you have never experienced, you know, love from a male father figure consistently, you end up hypersexual. Both ends.
Really?
So we in a space now where we having a lot of unprotected sex, but it's not with the intent to reproduce or procreate. It's with the intent to just feel good.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Pleasure. It's pleasure.
Like, yeah.
Pleasure.
That's absolutely all it's for. We, yeah, we fucking absolutely nowadays for the feeling.
Yeah.
But we got the mindset where we taking our great, great, great grandparents' philosophy, and we saying, well, if he's sleeping with you raw, that means he want a baby. He know what the consequences is, but really, he's just trying to feel the raw sex.
Yeah. I've always said, like, damn, I mean, I get it. Both sides do play a role in it.
Absolutely.
If we, if you know, I just met you, and we fuck raw, and you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
What gave you the inclination that I wanted to start this family?
And see, tag me in. So this is where you lose me. Okay. Even if me and you make a conscious decision to have unprotected sex,
yes,
right? We both are adults, mm-hmm, right? As a man, I know that the responsibility is always going to be placed on my shoulders to take my ass out where I'm not supposed to be when I get done being where I'm not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
you gotta come when you come.
Yeah, like
you gotta come or go when you come.
See what I'm saying? Gotta come, that, come, see, go.
But I'm gonna tell you something. That used to be the main philosophy of most men. That if I lay down with a woman unprotected, this was in a different time when you gotta understand.
Because I still feel that way.
Right. But most men, you know, when we talk about low income and we talk about the hoods and we talk about the areas that you're trying to help,
and
that's
we talk
not,
about lack of sex,
philosophy.
Lack of sexual education, lack mm-hmm. of real conversations at home, yep. parents not even wanting to use proper names for body parts, you seeing your mama or your daddy be hypersexual, you yep. see your mama with niggas in and out, you see your daddy different women every day, you didn't have a fighting chance to fuck with some sense.
Yep.
You yep. didn't.
He ain't lying about that. So when you take...
Lack of self-control.
I'm trying to tell you.
But where do you see, this is what I'm saying. This is why I said, when he said the F word earlier, family, that's a big thing.
Exactly.
Because the idea is, where are you supposed to get all this understanding yeah, exactly. from? You're supposed to get it in your upbringing.
Yep.
It's a part of the things that you're supposed to get from home. The school system don't teach you that.
Yeah.
But if home is broken, if home has one parent just trying to maintain order and control, if home is headed by somebody whose mindset and philosophies is every bit of a product from systemic racism and misunderstanding of history, you will be inadequately equipped to take on life, but you'll be pushed out at 18
exactly.
because of the low income. Like, you know, I can't take care of you past this age is the
pretty
mindset.
Much.
Yeah. So now you got to get out here. And like he said, you not one bad day away from rock bottom, but you never was set up. Like, at the snot line.
See what I'm saying?
You like, already, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't have a fighting fucking chance
yep.
from start, and you've been fighting the whole fucking time.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nah, I agree.
But no, I genuinely believe it. Part of it starts with us having real conversations about
absolutely.
Sex. Because like I said, we're, even going back to what you said, his mindset is, if I lay down and have unprotected sex, you know, she end up pregnant, the weight or the responsibility is on me to go out and, you know, handle the situation. Most women are not thinking like that nowadays, not in the communities we're talking about, because they won't even have the conversation about having the child with the dude. It's, I'm going to have my baby. I don't give a damn how you feel or not. And if you don't want to take care of it, bitch, you're going to be on child
ain't
support.
Ain't ask the nigga shit. Nigga might be excited as a motherfucker. He ain't ask me shit. Mm. Ain't ask me nothing.
Nothing.
I'm pregnant and you don't got to worry about it. Well, goddamn.
So,
maybe
so
I was,
if, so if, right. So if you're the dude, it's like,
nigga, I was here too.
Right.
Yeah, but the mindset flips from, if you making a decision to have this baby by yourself and all the verbiage is, I don't give a fuck what he say, I'm going to have my baby. Then, of course, when the child is here, more of the responsibility is on you based on how you handled the situation from which the child was conceived.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are going to sit here and say that that's not the case, but there are some situations where a nigga has really been excited about being a father, and you decided for both of us that you were going to be a single parent, and that woe is me shit is, that's just a byproduct of you being ill-prepared for this, and me yeah. being honest about it, but me not being man enough to tell your ass, you ill-prepared for this shit, you cannot do this shit by yourself. It's not going to work.
Well, a lot of times people think they have it all figured out, so yep. they're not even receptive of advice.
Yep. I mean, I just think that's insane to be responsible for a living, breathing human, and your reaction to finding out is fuck the other person that made it.
yeah, I'm gonna do it by myself. I'm
but immediately? So what we the part we skipping over is people act like that. A lot of us women act like that because we know damn well we was just fucking.
Facts.
And a lot of the you got to think about it. You if right. we go some a century, some decades back.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Babies were being conceived and birthed out of marriages or committed relationships. Yep. As women, we knowing nowadays, you not really interested in me long term, let alone the idea of a baby. Right. So, of course, my verbiage out the gate going to be my child. I'm going to do what I... Because you wasn't over here for nothing but some cat.
See what I'm saying? And that's,
and to, I know that.
To your point, a lot of people won't admit that they conceived their child out of just fucking.
Yep.
Nobody wants to say that.
People treat babies like just the product of great sex.
Yeah. And that's like, it's insane.
I'm
going to
put a
me.
Baby in you. Hold on, nigga.
Yep. Hoes, baby. Yep.
Do you know this bitch's middle name?
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
You know her first name.
You feel me?
You know any name other than her Twitter name?
See what I'm
but
saying?
But see, when you start, this is the thing. When you start talking to or getting into the career path of teaching, or doing the type of work you're doing, you realize there is so much more that goes into raising this child.
Absolutely.
Like, it's more than just changing diapers, putting them on outfits, and putting pictures on Facebook every holiday, making it seem like you're doing a great job. It's an immense amount of work, and it's not even the financial work. It's the psychological work that go into creating a good product.
I'm gonna be honest, the money is the easy part because, you know, I got a daughter. So the money is the easy part because either you have it or you don't. And nine times out of ten, if you don't, you figure it out.
Right.
But see,
you're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, you got to. I ain't got no choice. But like me, as a dad, I don't and can't do fucking hair. I can't. I've made the attempt. I can't do it. Yeah. But being a man is being able to make, you know, the sound decisions independent of the woman. And so I have outsourced all of my daughter getting her hair done. I just need to have the funds to get her hair done. So even on the smallest scale, you got people that aren't prepared for that. Why every time she come over here, I got to get a hair done? Well, nigga, what the fuck? I don't know. But you do. Shit. Listen, like, I don't know.
That's why I've been incredibly cautious about where I put my pecker. Because I know because of the things that I'm working on right now in life, a kid would be a tremendous setback. Because I'm not trying to... I got to allocate funds for everything else.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And that would take away from the shit that I'm trying to build for my kids in the future.
That's real.
So if I have to, if that shit is sprung up on me right now, I know I'm not prepared for it. That's why I don't engage in them type of raw sex activities.
Yeah, and see, when I had my daughter and I found out my daughter was on the way, me and her mother were in a relationship. So when she told me she was pregnant, I was like, okay, it's up. We lit. As a matter of fact, the first time I did the show, Aubrey was on the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was at the old spot.
But some niggas really go into the situation like, I was just fucking, and nobody wants to say they was just fucking. It's cool to be just fucking.
We don't have that conversation enough.
But it's like, nigga, you was just fucking. Like, it's okay to say that shit. Like, everybody feels like they have to toe this line of, like, social commentary and being politically correct, even when it involves just you and another person.
But let's understand the history, right? So if you go back to a time where men, even if they were just fucking, they understood that once I put a baby in a woman, once we came together and we conceived a child and you're pregnant, it's my duty, my responsibility, even if I don't like it. If you go back to that time, women didn't have a lot of rights. So the idea was men took on this duty or this responsibility with the understanding that women couldn't get certain jobs. They couldn't move into certain places. They couldn't get certain loans. They couldn't get bank accounts. There was a lot of lack of rights for us, right?
Right.
So it was the responsibility of the man that if you engaged in this activity with a woman and she became pregnant, that woman and the child became your responsibility. Now, absolutely. You fast forward now. We screaming from the rooftops without a baby involved. I'm an independent bitch. I don't need a nigga for nothing. You can see all the jobs we getting. We surpassing a lot of men in our community. Black women are surpassing black men in their earnings and their participation in the labor force, right?
That's a fact.
So now if you're a man and you look around, we in a different time. Y'all doing a lot of shit by y'allself and a lot of y'all verbiage is independent. So when you get pregnant, this whole time you screaming you're going to do it by yourself, but you want me to have the mentality of your granddaddy to take care of you and this child, and we ain't in no committed relationship. What is this for? Who this for?
Who this for?
Who this for?
Nah, you right. And I feel like right now, it's a lot of women that have that type of mindset, but with the modern woman.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have the throwback grandma
mentality. That's what I'm saying.
With the modern woman mentality. Like, oh, what happened to tradition?
Yep.
Nigga, you're not traditional.
But a lot of that tradition goes with history. It goes with our rights and how things were set up economically back then.
Exactly.
That's why if you don't know history, it just looks like these niggas don't take care of their kids no more. These niggas don't take care of home no more. These niggas don't want to lock in. But if you look at how we're acting now as modern day women versus the women that were being taken care of like that, it's a huge difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to have these conversations so that the shit is up to date.
And because I'm definitely one of them niggas like, well, if you've got the modern mindset, so do I. You don't need a nigga to do nothing? Oh, I ain't doing it. What are you talking about? I swear to God, I ain't doing it.
You cannot have this city girl mindset and expect to be treated like Annabelle back in the 1970s.
Yeah, and we're not helpless. And let me change the verbiage. So we're not, if you look at it, we're not helpless from the look. Like it was previously, meaning we got more rights and shit going on now to where, so let me pivot and spin it. A lot of us were raised by a single mother, right? So if you seen your mother take on the entire household responsibilities, a lot of young men feel like you could do it. My mama did it. And so when you keep calling and acting like you need all this help and you can't do it. Nah, my mama, like she raised six of us and She was straight. So you got one and you acting crazy like I just need to be over. I ain't got to be with you.
But listen, I hear what you're saying, but I personally have the opposite mindset because I was raised by a single mother. So like every time if I see a single mother, I'm like, you remind me of my mama. And I want to make the women that I'm involved with, I want to make sure her life is easy. Like I see niggas on the timeline all the time. Oh, I'm not doing nothing. You want to take care of her? Yes, I do. What's wrong with that shit?
See, where I come in is both my
you
parents.
You said you
want
to take care of a woman.
I want to take care of
my woman.
Right.
I want to take care of the woman.
You're supposed to.
I'm committed to. But niggas don't think like that. Like you said, niggas, don't worry about it. Yeah, you can struggle and do that shit. Yeah, you're strong.
Because if you don't, this is the thing though. If you, in your upbringing, if your single mother doesn't have the mindset to bring in positive male role models throughout your upbringing, you will be programmed that a woman can do everything and it looks fine because your mama did it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So when you get in, that's why a lot of these dudes are in relationships.
Which is,
and the woman is leading the household, even though they're physically capable, they psychologically fucked and castrated because they believe that this setup actually makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like, if that's your frame of reference, I completely understand, but you got to understand everybody not cut from that cloth. Like, my parents are still married, so I don't know what it's like for a woman to be in charge of everything.
Yep.
So where I fuck up at is I meet women where, like, that's your reality.
Yep.
And so it's like, me and my parents is married, and they are a team.
Yep.
And my mama don't fucking talk to my daddy crazy. Yep. So there's no way in hell I'm going to come in the house and you motherfucking talking to me crazy, and you got expectations of me, and I ain't even... Like, my mama has expectations of her husband who she, you know, loves and treats with respect and vice versa. But you not going to modern woman me with traditional values. And I come from a traditional.
I know what this shit looks like.
That's, but see, now you're breaking it down because I come from a two-parent household and women don't run shit in my family.
Not a fuck thing.
They don't run anything.
Nothing.
The men do.
Yeah.
So for me, I know what it looks like for a man to lead. I know what it feels like. I know the qualities in a man that are reflective of a leader.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have that reality. And if you're a single parent, if you don't get your children involved with both genders, your child will grow up with a one-sided mindset. And me or him can't tell them they're wrong because that's their reality.
Right. That's your, that
they
got to
go get
reference.
Educated.
Listen, so I grew up single parent, just my mom. My mom has a sister. She's been with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
They've been married since 2001, but they were together when I was five.
See what I'm saying?
I grew up with my Uncle John. He used to play with me in the front lawn. So I knew what that shit looked like.
Yep.
They stayed down the street from us.
Yep.
So it's not like I didn't know what a happy relationship looked like.
Right.
It just wasn't in the house.
It just wasn't in the house, but it was down the street. And I grew up with positive male role models.
Yep.
So I know that some of the traumatic shit that people are discussing and dealing with on a daily basis is like, this shit is not, this shit's not healthy.
Yep.
It isn't.
You see it, you've been in the schools. You see the type of mindset that will have on an impressionable kid.
Yes.
Like, you think, like, these kids are growing up thinking that it's cool to just be a thug-ass nigga.
Yep.
It's cool to be disrespectful to their elders, to women.
Yep.
They niggas is itching to hit a motherfucker.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Itching to hit a girl in their class.
Yeah, I'm trying to told you.
No type of restraint.
Yep. But we don't, I'm going to tell you something though. We do not talk about where these things come from psychologically.
Yeah, you're right.
So let me just put the bug out in the room, right? It is statistically proven that single mother households produce the worst product. It is a fact. Like, it's so many people that have sat online and tried to challenge this, but anybody black that come from low income, if you look around the hood, you can see the statistic without doing the actual numbers. You just look the fuck around. Everybody been to jail, everybody low income, everybody grow up, and when I say everybody, I'm saying the majority of the group. Yeah. I get there's going to be one or two people that the exception. Wonderful. The other 85-90% is fucked up. So this model does not work. Listen, right?
Exactly.
I come from that, and I know for a fact.
Everybody want to defend they single mother.
It wasn't my family. Me and my brother are great. Never been to jail. Both.
But you know the reality of what the fuck going on.
Exactly.
Yes. Everybody wants to.
I know the reality.
Yeah. Everybody wants to say the but and talk about the 20 or the 30%, but the other 75-80% going downhill.
Listen, your mama did her best, but at the same time, it was out of her control.
It was. And everybody says, anytime you say 9 times out of 10, a motherfucker always want to be 10. Every time.
Oh, of course.
It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. You're always going to see the buts. But what about this? But
What about?
It's statistically a fact. Single mothers, we produce the worst product, right? Part of that, when we talk about males, especially black males, we don't realize that we're programmed, because if you don't understand history, you won't realize that, like, it starts with the female. Even when we were slaves, the idea is if you program the mind of the female slave, she will raise the offspring to continue your agenda without you having to be physically involved. She will teach her children to abide, because we're the first givers of life and care when kids are small. So we train them up to be good slaves, follow these particular rules. We indoctrinate and, you know, create certain philosophies in their mind. So by the time they're big and strong, they still following behind the same agenda that was placed into us. So when you look at males that come from single mother-headed households, if you don't get around positive male role models, you have the emotional management skills of a woman.
If all of your upbringing,
17, 18 years, you've only seen a woman head the household. You've only seen how a woman problem solves. You only seen how a female, i.e. your mother, handles things. You've only seen how she deals with anger, guilt, you know, shame, different feelings. You're only watching it from her. Now, she ain't telling you act like me. But she telling you act like me because this is programming. This is psychology.
Exactly.
You're going to model what you see. Repetition. So over 17, 18 years, I'm watching her. So now when you take, I'm still a male. By nature, there's certain things that occur in y'all that a mama can't stop. So now I'm a full-grown male with the psychological, emotional capacity of a woman, but I still have full male body, still have the strength of a male. This is where this hyperviolence
hormones
comes from. Because I'm acting like a bitch amongst men, right? And then, of course, the only way, because I don't know how to articulate myself, know why? Because black mamas, when we trying to get a hold of a young black boy, we fuss.
Yeah, but put a pin in that. I'm acting like a bitch.
We acting like a bitch. Hold on. Acting like a bitch.
Acting like a bitch amongst men.
Facts.
We got our mother's ways. Because if you've never been around a man, you don't know how to model male behavior.
Absolutely.
Right? And then so now you're a full-grown adult. You're used to a woman handling everything for you. So you get with these women. You want them to be your mother. It feels more comfortable. So you go for the overly independent women that they willing to try to take charge of the household. This is all still, you know, emasculating you because it's parenting that little boy in you, right? So now you go out in the world with men that grew up with fathers in their life, and you got bitch ways, you got gossip ways, you pillow talking when y'all ain't even laying on the pillow.
See what I'm saying?
You getting emotional and upset about things
that
men, especially black men, you have to understand. And when I say we, because I'm speaking for y'all in this moment, you have to understand what you are, right? It looks different when a black man gets upset. It looks different than a white man, looks different than an Asian man. Look, but if you never had a full-grown positive male role model that was a black male, explain this to you, you don't understand. So you yelling at the top of your lungs and being sassy like you saw your mama do when she got upset, not realizing you motherfucking 6'2", you black as hell, you built a certain way, you a threat.
Yeah.
Then you see it on jobs. I'm pretty sure what you work in the educational system, you've seen it. It's a full-grown black man that don't realize what he is.
Yeah, you're
right. So you snapping at a place of employment, not realizing these people, you look like to them like you would kill some shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Even though you harmless in this moment in your mind, it don't look how you think it look.
Right.
But you used to seeing a woman operate like this, and it's so familiar to you.
Yeah.
You ain't. Yeah.
But
man.
A woman can get away with those emotions.
Yes.
Because, you know, she's not right. gonna be as intimidated
right.
as,
yes.
as somebody like me.
Right. Because yes. 9 times out of 10, a woman raising her voice in me is not going to make me feel like I'm in danger. It's really just gonna be like, all right, for sure. I feel you. I hear you.
But not y'all men.
I'm a big ass nigga.
Y'all, but listen, y'all men and y'all know at some point men run out of words.
That's a
and,
fact.
And it's not because of intellect or anything.
God,
but there is a
damn.
Thing in y'all as men where I'm only gonna argue with you for so long.
It's only
women.
So much shit
what's all this? What's all this talking? That's
yep.
it.
See what I'm saying? Yep. What's all this back
what's
and forth? What is we? You yep. know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why that Twitter shit be, you know, it be so funny to me because, bro, if we were off the internet, we not going this far about this shit, bro.
That's why I be quick to look at a nigga. I be quick to look at a
nigga location. I swear to God.
I be quick to look at a nigga location.
When I ask, bro, I'm like, man, how close are you to the bluff? Like, how close can you get? How close
where
you to
are
the bluff?
You? Where are you right now?
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't got shit to do. I'm off today.
You
know what I'm saying?
Nigga, and then as soon as you ask a nigga location, the tweet stopped.
Yeah, or it's, y'all niggas take this shit too shit. Because, bro, if we was anywhere else, bro, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Because The level of disrespect you trying to give me online, nigga, that's still disrespect. You still think I'm a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? You trying to talk to me crazy because you trying to get your point across. But if we sitting in the room, bro, we wouldn't
be
happy.
Very polite.
See what I'm saying?
I always think that's my main thing. Like niggas, if we were in person, you wouldn't speak to me.
But how do you? This is the thing. As a young man, how do I understand the difference between how to communicate with women and how to communicate with men if I haven't been around both?
That's you right.
If I spent my whole upbringing in a household where mama, grandma, and aunties ran the household, when I get out into the world and there are male authority figures or peers that I have to respect from a adult male space, I don't know how to do this. I'm talking to y'all the same way me and my mama, my aunties.
You know what I'm saying?
I seen them
you're
interact.
Doomed.
You're doomed. You are doomed. Failed.
You're doomed because at this point, you're past the socialization age. Like I'm,
come on.
Like if, once you're past 25, once you're past 20, you're out in the world.
Yep. Yeah, like
you're out in the world. You're an adult. Nobody's looking at a 21-year-old black. Yep. Nobody's looking at an 18-year-old black teenager as a kid
yep. at all.
We don't get. Yep. We do not have the benefit of the doubt of being kids.
Yeah, so black.
I have a baby cousin. He is 6'6", almost 6'7". He is 15 years old. He does not get the benefit of the doubt of being the kid.
You don't.
And I tell him all the time, like I monitor his social media, like I'm his dad. His dad is in his life, but his dad's not on social media.
Exactly.
But I tell him all the time, you cannot act the way you would want to act as a kid because you're going to be judged differently.
Yes.
Exactly.
He has to control his anger at all times as a kid because he is physically intimidated.
Yes. But as a mother, that's my baby.
Exactly.
And that's the issue. When there's only a woman involved, she's going to always see you as her baby.
And so where I come in,
but you, he fully well knowing, nigga, you look 35.
Yeah.
You 15,
shit,
but
nigga,
I'm talking to you as an uncle based on what I know the world is viewing you as, not based on what your mama see you as.
You don't get the luxury of being a juvenile. You just don't.
You don't?
You don't.
Because somebody see you from a distance, nigga, you 6'6". Almost 300 pounds, bro. You are a threat.
And
as somebody that loves you, I need you to go into the world knowing this.
Yep. Come on.
I don't want to rob you of your childhood. I want you to know at the same time, we're going to go through the same thing because I was a big kid. I don't get that luxury. So we have to know as men and as males in general, going out into the world, we can't act the same way other people. We don't get the benefit of the
We day. Don't. We
and
just don't.
You can't operate like women.
You can't.
Exactly.
We're in a very weird space in society where we keep wanting the roles to be equal, and they're just not.
Absolutely not. I saw somebody say yesterday, we were talking about how, if men can go out and fuck a lot, women can go out and fuck a lot. No, it's really not the same.
It's not the same.
Because as a woman.
It shows up different on us.
You go outside right now, you got to fight niggas off.
Yep.
You got to fight niggas off.
But it shows up different though.
You
could go fuck 50 females and it's not gonna show up on you the same as if I went and fuck 50 niggas. Like we could start right now. You fuck 50 women, I fuck 50 different. It shows up different. Like our
how's it gonna show up on you?
So for us, our energies change. We already emotional by nature. Heard we're intuitive
that.
By nature.
Heard
you
that.
Let 50 different niggas up in you in a consistent like flow period of time.
Bang, this bang.
Shit, it our bodies, my pH balance, all kind of shit gonna be off. You see what I'm saying? Even while using protection.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
It's different for us. And I think we're in a space where we trying to get so far away from logic and science that it's getting scary.
No, we're going into feelings. We're going into feelings.
Right, and feelings are facts. Feelings are very valid to the individual.
Always.
Right?
Always.
All feelings are is pieces of information that you are getting for yourself
trying
in order
to
understand
them.
How you're processing your environment.
Yeah.
But the idea is, if we just go back to science, right? If you take a boy child and a girl child, once we reach a certain age, once that puberty set in, your shoulder span going to get broader than mine. Your chest going to be hard. My chest going to be soft. I'm going to get hips. We're going to develop differently because we made for different shit.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be out here saying, oh, we're the same. I can do anything you can do. We're built for the exact same. No, the fuck we not.
You know, your ass is built for it tough, and that's how your ass need to drive. That's just how that shit going.
Exactly.
Built for Cuban links, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
The point I was saying, like, It takes a lot more restraint on the woman's part when we had that conversation because you're going to get approached a lot more for
yeah.
sex than
women fuck
naturally.
Who they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Men fuck who they can.
I would have to go pursue women. I'm not just going to sit outside and be stupid out here.
Right.
Bitch going to come. Let me suck your dick. Maybe
right.
One or two.
Like, yeah. If it's 50 people, maybe two. Like, yeah, you want some head?
You go outside right now. Look at how you look. Niggas is going to flop.
Right.
Telling you.
You got to fight niggas off.
See what I'm saying?
So that's what I said. It's going to take a different level of restraint for us to do the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you getting approached 50 times a day and you saying yes to all 50, goddamn, bitch.
Because it's like, you know, because
it's going to weigh you down mentally.
Because
we
fuck
try
50
to
women,
act like we can take it, but it's showing.
Just know if I fuck 50 women, I work for that goddamn
you had,
50.
You
I
was
work
out there. You
the
you
fuck?
Putting in 48 minutes a
I'm
game,
trying to tell
some
you.
Overtime.
I probably done changed some oil, some tires.
Got rejected a few times.
Oh, no, yeah, because you're not just going to walk up on the bitch that got issues.
You know what I'm saying?
And just fuck.
And just fuck.
You got to provide something. You got to fix something in her life. Don't let her have no broken doors in the crib.
You know what my philosophy is.
Two-man Taylor.
Yep.
As you know, my
but
I'm
going to tell you, as a young...
Sell it to me.
Just sell
as
it
a
to
young,
me.
Now, just
no
sell
cap.
It to me.
Just sell it to me.
As a young woman, though, if we don't have men in our lives to older men that are mature and positive to tell us exactly like what we're talking about, that, hey, listen, you're going to have to be disciplined with your options just based on your looks. Like, you're going to have to be disciplined with your choices with men. And if we don't get that time period in our upbringing where we feel some sort of love from a male role model, we're going to go out like seeking that shit out hard in the world, even while pretending like we're not looking for that.
I'm going to say something else that I feel like would solve a lot of these problems, and folks going to get mad at me, but when are they not? Let your motherfucking children date.
Yeah.
Let
oh,
your
of course.
Kids date.
Of course.
They don't
let
the kids.
They don't let. 18 does not need to be the first time my son is involved in trying to talk to girls when I send them off to college.
Yep.
Oh, that don't need to be the first time you try to get them.
But I've seen what happens on the women's side when
that too. Like so even with my daughter, my philosophy is I need you to go through your little teenage heartbreak so you can understand how to regulate some of your feelings.
Yep.
So you know what certain red flags you're gonna see.
Correct.
So I don't need me dropping you off at school to be, oh, look at all these niggas. I need you to get to school and be like, oh, I'm at school and I met this nice boy and I like him. And we going to work that until
and come
it
home and talk
right.
to me
exactly.
as your father about it.
Exactly.
Talk to your mother. Like it. In
facts.
Our households, the sex talk and the dating talk is like some uncomfortable thing. Not for us as the kids, but
for
the parents.
Parents. Exactly.
It's like it's uncomfortable for them.
Have y'all had that talk with
yes.
y'all?
Yes. Part of the reason why the only kid I have is the one I had on purpose is because my parents gave me age-appropriate sex talks. Like every time you got to a different stage in your development, you got to, like, I didn't have to talk about condoms at 11, but I had to talk about them at 16.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
When you have parents that are comfortable with allowing influence from both genders
exactly.
to be involved, you will usually get some sort of mature
yep.
sex talk,
yep.
date talk.
Yep.
But it only comes from those scenarios. Yep.
Yeah. That's why it's important, as we've been saying, for people to be for kids to have influence from both sides.
Exactly.
Yep. As a guy,
exactly.
as a boy that was growing up, I did have those what they call the birds and the bees talk.
Yep.
Like I wasn't just out here fucked up. Like, oh, I don't know what a pussy. Yes. And I had that. When it was time for me to fuck, I was fucking.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
And it was in a safe environment.
Yep.
And I was cool. Not out here being sexually deviant.
See what I'm saying? So it's like you got to have the space to have these conversations with your offspring. Like, I don't like. My dad would talk to me about, like, you know, how to pursue a woman, mm-hmm. how to get a woman. My mama would talk to me how to keep one. Mm-hmm. Do I listen to my mother? Not at all. Terrible at it. I'm the worst boyfriend ever. But I make a conscious decision to reflect on what it is that I do, and I know that it's me. But I had the space growing up to learn how to, like, be a gentleman, be a young man. You take a lady out, you pay, you hold the door, you know, shit mm-hmm. like that. Then everything that I've learned that's fucked up, I learned outside the household. All the shit that I'm not supposed to know about something, about life, I learned on the back of the school bus.
Yeah,
he talking about on the back
but
of the school
I
bus.
Mean, that's,
but that's the thing.
That's an important part of your socialization. I feel like everything yeah. that we're talking about, your parents being a big part of it, your friends, your social groups, and yep. also yeah, like that's it. Like your parents and what you learn in the streets, basically.
Yeah,
not but, the streets, but you know.
Yeah, and being able to have
life
the conversation,
experiences and upbringing.
Yeah, have the conversation with your parents, being able to be open with your parents is why when I would see some shit, I'd be like, "Ma, these niggas over here, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? They whoop de whoop." And my mama would be like, "Well, if that's the route you want to take, that's right. your business, but here's why you should not."
Right.
Yeah.
And then my dad would be like, "Nigga, are you crazy?" And, you know, it balanced out very well.
But you know, we don't have enough conversations in families about social being socially acceptable or socially pleasant. Like, yep. for example, you know, I like in
you said
some
socially acceptable and socially pleasant.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I mean by this is in some of my Zooms that I do, you know, positive parenting on, I talk to people about the concept of by age 5, it's really between 4 and 5, you should have a child that the product is socially acceptable for that age category, and then it should continue to mature as they grow up. Because once the child hits 4 or 5, you know, legally it's time for them to start school.
Yep.
So you have to have them in a space where self-care, using the bathroom, talking to people, pleases and thank yous, all of those things have to already be started. Doesn't have to be at its best, but we're not parenting with that. Most of the time you talk to somebody who got a 5 or 6 year old, don't, you ain't telling my baby shit. Y'all better leave my child alone. Don't tell my, the attitude is like very, and you know, I spend a lot of time talking to educators. You said you teach. They can usually tell when children are in their classroom and they come from a single mother head household or a two parent head. They always give me the verbiage yeah. that they can tell right away.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even with the communications yeah. going home, you know how you email a parent or single mothers respond a certain way about their cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-parent households respond differently
yeah.
to the responsibility yeah. of parents in being involved in education.
When I was in the classroom full time, there was this one kid, and I just knew when I met his mother, everything made sense.
Everything made sense.
Yeah. And I never saw who his dad was. And that made sense as well.
Yeah.
You see?
He acted out in every... Like, I still have videos on my phone of him just acting crazy mm-hmm. in the hall. Because I had to document these things.
Yeah.
Because it was so crazy. Yep. Administration's never going to believe this.
Yes.
They're never going
to
believe
listen,
this.
Listen, I talked to guidance counselors, high school... And like, these people yeah. DM the fuck out of me. When I yeah. say the fuck, because they know, like, the type of content that I put out. They can smell it coming that you your mama's child...
That's
or you missing your daddy.
That's a fact.
Or you got both parents. And it's in the way that they respond to discipline, the way they respond to order, how many times you have to tell them stuff. Like, all kids have their certain, you know, area of, like, can't sit still, you know, trying to focus. But you can always tell when someone comes from a household where it's this one motherfucker that's raising us, and, you know, we push the envelope and go as hard as we can until she really threatened to whoop our ass and there's no male authority. And you can see it in boys real easily is what educators explain to me.
Yeah.
Especially in black boys. You can yeah. see it very easy that you don't have no men around.
Yeah.
The crying spells, the, you know, the just inability to manage what you're feeling, articulating what you think, thinking for yourself. Because men teach men how to work their mind as a muscle.
Facts.
Women teach men how to follow our direction. Because we ain't got time for your slow thinking ass. You know that, you know, by nature, women, we develop a little bit swifter, you know, intellectually than men. So there is a little shorter fuse in regards to women just taking control for their sons and just doing, move out of the way, I got it.
Yeah, and then you end up...
Don't sit down so I do it.
And then you end up in situations where you got partners or you got niggas that date women and they don't make... Like, when they be talking about, like, women filling out job applications and, like, yeah, making their appointments...
Babe, you could call the lady for me and tell her this. But what I say when I call this... But the thing is, I'm falling in right where your mama left off. But if we try to talk to your mama about this, ooh, she gonna get mad.
See what
but
I'm saying?
The fact that you called my phone... Hey, the people said I'm supposed to take this particular medication for my back. You think I should eat before I take it?
Motherfucker, what the bottle say? Like, what are we talking about?
But this is where your mother got you to.
See what I'm saying?
And then as the female fucking on you, I got to pick up where she left off. And again, they usually don't want to have those conversations.
It's one thing if I'm dealing with a woman and she has a specialized skill. Like, I don't know this shit because this is not my job, right, but this is what you do. But I know how to fuck to fill out a damn job application, yep, or call my doctor.
There are certain things that I'm learning about, like, the men in Atlanta. That is just like mind blowing to me. Like, this whole thing of like the homosexuals.
Yep. It is a thing.
I didn't know it was that rampant.
No,
it is a thing.
One of my homegirls showed me a text of a nigga asking her for $20 to feed him and his dog the other day. His physical woof woof dog.
Now, I'm not opposed to if we fucking with each other, I got you, you got me. It might be a fucked up day for me, just like it was a fucked up day for you. But then there's, nigga, did you try? You know,
listen,
did you try
to dick you down and hypnotize you so that as a woman you feel emotionally obligated to help? You come in strong, dick strong.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no boundaries, so we fucking early. And you putting that hobo dick down very well.
They don't
to the
that,
point
yeah,
where now when you ask for $40 or to hold my car or can I move in, it's only till I get myself on my feet. So it feels more comfortable to do it than to not do it.
Yeah, they don't call that gaslighting. That's sack lighting. That's sack lighting.
I just, as a man, that's one thing. I just would never feel, I couldn't feel comfortable sleeping on the bitch couch.
Yeah, it's one
but
thing.
But somebody, for you not to feel comfortable, somebody would have had to instill work ethic,
yeah,
consistency, and the understanding that I should always be trying, and then the follow behind the trying is the doing.
Right. Cause it's one thing
you would have to have that in you to feel like I don't feel comfortable sleeping on nobody's couch.
There have been times where I just didn't have it. I ain't talking to a bitch. I could text her.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be. Hey man, let me hold. I can't. I'm gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah.
I had that figure this shit out in me.
Yeah.
See, I got that figure this shit out of me also, but I don't mind. Like, if you got an expectation of me, I got an expectation of you. So I don't ask for shit that I can't reciprocate and vice versa. But then you got niggas that's like, nigga, if she died today, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You are fucked up.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I ain't gonna cap like I ain't never needed $40. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, I need $40 because goddamn X, Y, and Z, I got you Friday, yeah, versus, yeah, let me move in and sleep on your couch.
That's completely
different. But see, as a woman, if I'm low self-esteem and you being fucked up allows me to control you more, like keep you here. I didn't have a father figure. So this is my opportunity to get that male love. He don't have himself together. No car, no real place to stay, no consistent income. But with all those things, it allows me to influence his behavior more. Come on over here. I'll mother you.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be able to say, I got a man.
Yeah, I just.
And you ain't going nowhere. Because if you try to go somewhere, bring my motherfucking car.
See what I'm saying? Now I've been in some.
You got your hand on this nigga neck.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see your phone, and if you don't give, you gonna get the fuck out.
See what I'm saying? Like, we goddamn, I've been in situations where like, yeah, man, a nigga goddamn got a lot of shit going on. Nigga needs some help. I'm transparent about it, but then there's not like, yeah, we been fucking. I need to stay here.
Here go the other thing though. I don't think as men, especially a lot of black men, maybe y'all do know this. You could, you know, put me up on game if you do. But it's like y'all don't understand what we're going to do once we help y'all. Do you understand that we're going to hold on to this? Like, until you reciprocate it back, bro, if we argue,
I'm
going to bring up them $40 I just gave you. I'm going to bring up how you use my car. I'm going to bring up how you use my car and it got a flat tire and I really feel like it's your fault. I'm going to bring up how you ain't got no weather. Like, this is going to get brought up. If you don't eventually fix and reciprocate back the shit I gave you, if you don't choose me in the end, I'm going to get on the internet and talk about everything I did for you.
Yeah, and maybe that's part of the reason why, because I don't want to feel like niggas owe me anything. Like,
and women, we gonna let you know you owe us.
Like that shit. Like, just sitting down, think about it. Like, damn, I don't slept on this bitch couch.
Yep.
I owe this bitch about $200.
And then what if you stop liking them? Like after these things, and then you realize like she ain't
that,
the one.
That usually makes me figure it out the fuck faster. If I don't like you and now I owe you money, oh, you ain't never gonna see a nigga get that $200 faster than me. Cause I don't want her to say Nathaniel.
Hey man, we are square. We are square business.
I'm talking square business to your baby. But this is what y'all missing. You could I gave you $200, you stayed on my couch for every bit of 3 months. You paid me back the $200. Maybe you gave me a little extra and you told me thank you, but the relationship ain't working out. I am still going to feel like you did something to me because you didn't choose me in the end. Because I was doing these things, not because I'm a good person, but because I was trying to solidify him committing to me.
But I can go to bed knowing that I did what the fuck I said I was going to do.
Right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and so where niggas fuck up at is you get into it with Shawty about that. You really going to go back? You don't like her no more and you paid her back the money. Fuck her. What are we... Why am I sitting here feeling
that? Ain't no extra conversation.
Right. I was fucked up while I was fucking with you. Mm-hmm. You helped me. I got back square. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with you no more for whatever reason. It is what it is.
Well, I feel like that's just another reason. Like sometimes men feel the obligation to hold on to shit just because there was a bond.
Yeah.
Just because there was a situation. Yeah. Don't let it be sex involved. Like don't let in between me. Figuring you out 100%. We fuck in between that. The more I get to know you, I kind of figure out like, damn, I don't really like her like I thought I did. But damn, I don't fuck now. So now I can't just leave because shit, she gonna feel some type of way.
I'm gonna tell you this on this particular topic. Women, especially when we're mothering, we teach our daughters that when this type of situation comes up where a nigga don't like you no more, play victim. We teach them this without saying it like this.
How do you play victim in this scenario?
So if you try to tell me that you don't like me or you try to bow out, like he said, pay you back and bow out.
Yeah.
I'm going to act like you used me for more than what you even got. And yes, I'm going to really make it seem like you did something to me and you gave me false promises. This happens all, I'm going to get on the internet and don't let me have a, like, fuck around and get pregnant. You going to be a deadbeat. Even though I knew you weren't fucking with me before I got pregnant, like, I'm going to make it seem like you're this low-life deadbeat and you don't want your family no more.
Is it a false promise or a nigga just changed his mind?
It is, but I'm saying what I'm getting at
how
is...
going to be presented.
Well, my point is fathers teach their daughters, because men know when a man don't want your ass no more, you need to carry your ass on because you're going to get done wrong. Women, we are teaching these younger girls to find a pocket to be a victim and still deal with these dudes. Like, if your daughter get older and you catch on that her little boyfriend, rather it's when she 19, 20, or 25, don't want her no more, your talk with her is going to be very brutal and upfront.
Shawty,
like, don't make me have to kill this nigga. So now leave this nigga alone.
You feel me?
You see?
Don't put me in no situation where I got to show this nigga that what's up is what's up. You need to just, you feel me? So I understand that. I've just been in some situations where, like, dealing with chicks, like, you know, dealing with life or whatever. Try to help me out on some shit. You feel what I'm saying? If we fall out, you know what I'm saying? I did all this for you, and you did, man. Oh, you could have told me no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you could tell. I'm one of them niggas. Like, cause I'm one of them niggas. Anything bad you say about me, I put it on a t-shirt.
So we're not being honest that we did it with the intent to secure a relationship.
Yeah, they always want to make it
like
seem
y'all. You know how y'all as dudes, y'all will buy a female something or fix her car or something, and you doing it with the intent to get some pussy.
Absolutely.
Motherfucking
talk
right.
About it.
Fucking right.
You doing it with the intent.
But,
like,
yes.
I'm paying in to the whole cycle of trying to get some cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
You either going to pay me to fix your car or you going to fuck me to fix your car. It's one of the two.
But see, as men, y'all understand that. As women, we're not.
Oh, he's just nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a nice nigga.
I ain't never been no nice nigga.
But men usually can have that conversation. As women, we lie to each other and ourselves like we not doing for this nigga because we trying to secure him.
Yeah, you're not doing this for me because you like me and you fuck with me. You doing this for me so you can have something to say if some shit don't go wrong.
Yes, if you try to leave, that's the whole point.
Yeah, so that's why I just be like, look, baby, need to hold that $300. It is what it is. I get it back to you when I get it back to you if I got to get it back to you. But I don't feel bad about asking. Cause you be in my face asking me for shit, so I don't know.
Nah, and I'm glad you. I'm glad you said what you just said about niggas doing shit for the pussy.
Facts only.
Niggas is not just out here being nice.
I swear to God.
And I want women to realize that we are not just out here.
Yep.
We not out here planning shit. We not out here paying for shit.
Yep.
We not out here being courteous.
And y'all not, please understand. These men are not fucking on y'all unprotected because they want a baby with y'all or a family. They doing it because it feel good. Unprotected sex feels good. We don't fucking have this amazing conversation.
It feels
enough.
Fucking amazing. And
I feel like if you if
that condom is in the car, baby, my dick hard now.
Yes.
My dick is hard now.
But it's like every young girl I see that's pregnant in situations where the dude don't want to fuck with her, her verbiage is that, well, he knew what he was doing when he was fucking me raw. He kept sleeping with the man. The sex felt good. Stop flattering yourself that men nowadays are sleeping with you unprotected for it's a consequence of irresponsible sex, but that is not the person's intent every time they run up in you raw.
And everybody wants to talk about it takes two to tango. It definitely takes two to tango.
It only takes one to actually birth the baby.
See what I'm saying?
And I'm gonna stand
that's,
on that.
That's what I'm
see
saying.
See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
See what I'm saying.
We are in a different time.
I'm
this
glad
is not,
everybody was on the same page. Yeah, I didn't yes have to get. Yeah, here we go.
It only it one. You know how many dudes they wanted the baby, but because there was one other person that was the key person that did not want the baby ain't here. You know how many dudes they didn't want the baby, and because there was a key person that did want the baby. The baby here. Niggas do not make the decision for a baby to be born.
We do that. And we can't.
We can't.
The law even states y'all don't have no say-so in that.
We're not allowed to have an opinion on it.
Yep.
So when the only thing that I am allowed to have an opinion on is making the motherfucker. Like the physical act of making the motherfucker. So if that's the only say-so that I got, if going into this motherfucker, I'm telling you, hey, baby, if you get pregnant, you'll see me never. In your mind, that should be the last time you ever
like that.
Give me some, but no, it's niggas ain't
he
shit.
Just playing. Man, niggas just, so funny.
I'ma show this nigga.
Yep, and we think this is the most
show
funny
me what,
shit.
Bitch, I'm gone.
I'm no, listen, no snap out we, your life so quick. I'm a dust away.
Like you gonna show me what?
I don't understand why as women we think that we're winning at this.
Like what are you showing me?
But I'm saying this whole keep a baby from a man that don't want the baby. We're not teaching them anything. We're teaching ourselves and the children more lessons than anybody.
Yeah. Fucking right. The kids
niggas
are the only ones
moving
suffering
on, getting married, having new families when they ready. We over here thinking that, yeah, I'm teaching this nigga a lesson by getting this $240 in child support out of him. And like you were saying earlier, once you figure out how to get the money, bitch, you get the money you pay and you move on with your life. And the other person is stuck doing the other 99% of the functions needed to parent a child. How is that even? What lesson is a nigga being taught?
What did I learn? I got on my feet and have child support money now. Bitch.
You inspired me, bitch, to be a better person for the next bitch. I'm perfect for this bitch.
Trying to fucking tell you.
But I'm so, like, I am so fixated on helping younger women understand that this is not working. It's not doing what we think that it's, and older hoes is telling younger females that it's working and it's not.
Well, no, yeah, you know, I'm glad
it's
you said
that. It's not working.
Too. It's a lot of women that are getting
horrible advice.
Awful advice.
Yes.
Like, I don't
horrible.
Think, I feel like right now it's a lot of older women that are being influenced by the modern generation. Like, oh, they're doing the things that I wanted to do. Bitch, you 50.
It's over with.
It's over with for you.
It's
you
a rap.
You cannot live that life.
It's not. Because what I don't want, if I, because I'm looking for me a cougar. That's actually, that's it's my goal for the end of the year. I gotta find me a cougar. If you gonna act like, a 24, 25, 26 year old,
man,
I can just go get one of those with way less emotional baggage.
Way less mileage.
Right. Let me go get one to fuck up organically. I don't want you to come already fucked up.
I remember I was like last year, I was talking to this chick. She had to be like 49, bro. And the first conversation we had, this bitch asked me to buy her groceries. First conversation. I'm like,
that's some old bitch shit to ask you to buy some.
This nigga's stupid.
You want me to trick off her? The lady wanted
her shit refilled. She wanted her fucking pantry refilled.
That insure.
Oh my goodness.
She
like,
probably got a house she buying. She got a pantry.
Trying to told you.
Like
established women got a pantry.
With lazy Susans and shit in the cabinet.
This is what I'm saying.
Around.
She needed all that shit refilled.
That's
she
hilarious.
Needed all that shit refilled. And I'm like, damn, this is where we at. Because it's a reason you 49 years old and still trying to keep up with these young bitches.
But I'm going to tell you, somebody should have told us, hey, ladies, if y'all take this conversation into asking for things harshly up front, it is going. The door was already open with men asking up front for pussy right away. But now the door is like wide open. So it's like, hey, buy me some groceries. And you like, hey, suck this dick. Like, it's like, this is where we're resolved. This is the dating. This is me. Like, you go to speed dating, you're going to buy me some groceries.
You suck this dick. Just sell it to me.
That's, like, I hate, like, this mental gymnastics. No. Oh, he got to do this. He got to do this.
We don't want to sell it. We want to date and be in a relationship.
No, you don't. Because first of all.
Yes, we do. We don't want to sell it. I don't want to sell it.
Me asking for pussy up front is not dating. It's not dating. So by that same token, you ask me for some shit up front, it's not dating. So you got women that will approach you like they like you, and those are the ones that you deal with. Right. You got women that approach you like prostitutes, and I'm okay with that.
But you have to be raised and trained and programmed to understand this.
Yes.
I mean, somebody can't just say this to you one time.
Exactly.
Like you, like he said, when our kids turn teenagers, teaching them about dating and being socially pleasant, socially acceptable. This is how you make friends. This is how you build resources. This is how you move up the ladder on jobs.
Motherfuckers like, don't even know how to make friends.
This is what I'm saying. We will either overly give or like muscle our way into people fucking with us, or we'll charm our way in a space of like being fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In order to get in rooms, instead of just organically teaching our children, here is how you operate in an environment with multiple people.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Atlanta
for shit show.
That's why so many people like he was living a double life. She had some other shit going on. I found out everything was like this up front, and then it switched to this.
People aren't, like you said,
we finessing
organically good people. They're not even, like, they have to put on this front and this facade because really they are selfish. That's the biggest thing.
People
they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They don't want to stand on the things that they say. They
but you
stand on their behaviors and being fucked up individuals. If you're a fucked up individual and you standing on that, I can applaud.
Like myself, I am a fucked up individual.
What you're describing is all of us walking around making decisions and choices to feed our inner child that didn't get the things that we needed. That's why if you go to therapy, they're going to lay you on the couch or sit you in a chair, talk to you about your child. The conversation going to lead back to childhood. Because the decisions you making as a grown adult that don't line up with being grown, it's feeding that inner child. Whatever as a child you were deprived of, whatever fucked up attachment styles you developed from your childhood traumas, it's going to show up in your choices. That motherfucker that you are always come out over time.
You ain't lying. You damn sure
it come out.
I'm definitely
male or female.
It's gonna come.
If we fuck with each other enough, the root or the core of us is gonna eventually surface.
You right. You right. Because I definitely have some shit that I'm working through and trying to work through that part.
And this go for all of us. This is why you have to see about yourself, not operate selfishly. But see about yourself, like set some boundaries based on like, I'm knowing I'm like this, so I can't fuck with you like that because I'm knowing I'm going to take advantage of this or that.
Really?
Facts. That's what I kind of been doing. Yeah, I'm probably, you're going to see that I'm kind of one of them niggas that like, oh, you said you're going to do something? Yeah, okay, I need to see.
But y'all know, this is the thing, y'all know as grown men, the situations that y'all will fully take advantage of.
Goddamn right.
So if you're a good person, you have to limit the amount of those situations you get in because you
goddamn
will look
right.
like you fucking over or taking advantage of everybody around you.
And
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, dating. Sometimes you got to date up in your age category, down sometimes to get an idea of, you know, how you really is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you fuck with too many young motherfuckers that don't know nothing, you will end up manipulating the fuck out of them. Even if those ain't, if you a nigga that capitalize off of opportunity, God damn it, you will capitalize off every opportunity to the point where your dating history will look like, bro, you rough with women.
Well, I know, personally, I can't date a woman under 25.
I need to fire
you see what I'm saying? And you know why,
She just read me my fucking rights. I actually really,
I owe some
people an apology.
I tell people all the time, like, you are who you entertain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've experienced such a increase in the success in my dating life by just not fucking with the women I used to fuck with. Like, I used to fuck with women who physically were everything that a nigga wanted, but they really mentally didn't have shit, didn't have anything outside of a body. Like, damn, bitch didn't even have, I know I can't talk to nobody who ain't got their own, like, they ain't got their own situation. If you I don't want to say struggling, but I mean like.
But you can take full advantage of a struggling bad bitch.
I know.
Like, oh, when I say bad, I'm just talking about the looks.
Yeah.
Like, give me a thick, slow one with a life fucked up.
Absolutely.
I will take full advantage of you, bitch.
But for me, that's.
And if that's not who you want to be, said.
That's not going to be it for me because I'm looking for somebody who I can build into the lifestyle that I know I'm heading towards.
Right.
So I know you're not gonna fix the, if you're not gonna fit that mold, like if you're not coachable.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of dumb motherfuckers that think they have
fixed mindset.
Figured it out.
That is a fix.
You are really and women.
Ain't been nowhere, ain't seen exactly. Nothing, ain't accomplished shit. And your mindset fixed, like you know what to do.
Like I'm saying, like, listen, just follow my lead, just listen to what I'm about to do, and you're gonna be straight. Well, what about what I wanna do?
But see, this the part what I was saying earlier. That statement you just made. Follow what I want you to do, or let me guide you. That sounds so uncomfortable. If I never had a father figure or a male role model, it sounds like you're trying to do something to me or control me. Like from a psych space,
yeah.
You as a man, and you genuinely are meaning this, like I'm finna lead us.
Yes.
That shit sound like he finna take advantage of me or do something, or what about me, or what about my hopes and goals? And you start listening to these modern women podcasts and shit, it will make you feel like that nigga trying to do something to you.
And on that note, like, a lot of I know the podcast bros is fucked the podcast thing.
Like, yeah, they fucking ruined it for everybody.
They fucking ruined
Man,
it.
Man, I told somebody I was coming down here to do this shit. She side-eyed me so goddamn hard. I said, it's not that type of environment.
Hey, man, nah, this is a, everybody can speak here.
This is not conversation.
This not no bitch-hating shit.
Yeah, I love women.
We love women on this motherfucker.
She actually just geared me towards apologizing to some people that I owe an apology and shit, probably some money, too.
The girls
shit.
In the podcast space are really misleading a lot of women.
I don't even watch them.
They're really misleading. Because when they speak, I'm like, bro, y'all speaking from a really limited, like, every woman can't do what y'all doing.
See what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of women are not getting these type of trips, these vacations, these opportunities, because they just ain't got it like
that. It's also, why do we keep leaving out the part that y'all are fucking?
They fucking.
What nigga in the history of anywhere has ever took a woman somewhere first date and not got no pussy? Out of the country. You wasn't fucking, you a liar. So you can't even, at least what I like about men when they give bad advice is that they preface it with, it might not work for you.
This is just me.
Niggas will tell you, I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. Let me know if I'm wrong.
And girls lie to each other too.
You know what I'm saying?
We do that a lot, and it just be based on emotions. Like, it's not even really that deep. It's just in the moment, if I feel like this is true.
Yeah.
What they call delusion. Like, you ever seen a girl post a pic that ain't got nothing to do with how she look, and then the women will come up there and comment, yeah. Oh my God, you look so good.
Yeah.
She look a hot fucking mess. Yeah.
The funniest tweet I've probably ever seen. This
but then the ones
said,
where we, I don't mean to cut you off, but the ones where we post for looks, they'll tear that motherfucker down.
Man, listen.
Shawty said,
if it's nothing but women telling you you look good under your picture, bitch, you look a mess. Boy, that shit had me.
That is dead ass true, though.
Oh, my God.
Like, why y'all be lying to women?
I'm telling you, it has to do with just the feeling in the moment. We go off our emotions. We don't give a fuck about no facts, about no goddamn logic, no statistics. If it feel like this, it feel like this.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say this, right? When you've been raised by only a woman, and again, I'll go back to it, and you lack that male influence during your upbringing, you have a good chance of growing into a man that, depending on your life experiences, you won't like women while liking women.
Niggas like pussy. They don't
that's
like
what I'm,
women.
But yeah, that's what
yeah,
I'm getting
yeah,
at.
Yeah, they like
pussy.
You
won't like to talk to a woman. You won't like to, you know, build with a woman. You would just like to fuck on women. And it's where a lot of them podcasts that are like anti-women,
yeah, them red
pills. They stem from, it stems from that.
All of it is you masturbate with women's bodies, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't the best nigga in
There's
the world.
There's no attraction past that.
Yeah, I ain't the best nigga in the world, but some of the shit that I be seeing on the internet or hearing on the podcast, I be like, shit, I'm all right. I am okay. I should just be nicer to people.
Nah, I'm.
But shit, I am all right.
I see that shit all the time. And I'm like, yo, like. The Kevin Samuels niggas, the
Fresh and Fit, the Fresh and Fit niggas.
Oh my God, like
the And I
always think like, damn, I could really lean into that shit and just be that type of nigga for the camera, but I don't even want to be presented as that type.
Yeah,
of nigga.
I'd be lying.
There, I'm gonna tell y'all something though.
It's already bad. I got a podcast.
Right.
It's already bad.
But there is some validity behind the concept of both of those podcasts that you guys just named. The problem is a person's individual shit shows up a little bit too much in their social handlings of people. To invite someone on and just be rude or be nasty or push your philosophy so hard to the point where it's cringy.
Yeah.
This is when it's like, but a lot of the views and facts and statistics that those particular men stood on, I don't care if you like them or not, the shit was true.
A lot of it was. It was just
the problem wasn't with them. Like Kevin Samuels, I like Kevin Samuels because he was very even. He didn't just talk about women. He was talking shit about niggas too.
It was
but
when
the niggas he
empowered. Exactly. Yeah. It's those niggas,
the followers of Kevin Samuels.
Because him saying make money, wash your ass, be presentable. My dad had been telling me that shit my whole life. But it's niggas that do none of the three, mad at women all day, but not mad that a nigga is telling them to do all of this shit that still is not working for you.
But you ever heard the old saying, you know, eat the meat, spit the bones out?
Facts.
You have to be a...
Shit. That's real.
Right, but you have to... but it means if I present you with a meal, eat what you gonna eat, leave the fat, but whatever you don't eat, whatever don't apply to you, leave that shit.
That's another thing. The internet has given everybody a space and a platform to talk. So shit that don't
even
have...
You don't like that? I like it.
I mean, I do, but it's certain shit that don't have nothing to do with you.
Some people don't need a platform. Some
shit that don't got nothing to do with you, you shouldn't be as gung-ho about talking about this shit with your limited expertise on the subject. We all have opinions and we all share them. But I would not profit off being wrong. I just won't do that. Some niggas are profiting off being incorrect.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you, I like it all the way around the board, the good and the bad, because I feel like the internet blowing up like it did, like it is, it gave us a glimpse of what the fuck is going on across the world in the minds of individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one thing that we all can agree on is that it's some motherfuckers that's crazy as hell.
That's a fact.
It's some motherfuckers that's willing to profit off wrong.
Fact.
It's some people that's smart and intelligent and do research. It's some people that don't do no research and just talk.
Fact.
And it's motherfuckers everywhere willing to support all angles of this shit. So it kind of gives you a reality that you cannot go out in the world expecting all good or all bad.
You right.
This shit is a mixture.
It's
a salad.
Yeah, it's a salad like a motherfucker. Sometimes I don't think we should just be immediately exposed to this many thoughts at one time. Like, I just don't think. Because, like, you know, like, people follow me on Twitter and be mad as, like, a motherfucker about shit I be saying. But I'll be, like, tweeting from the Dunkin' Donuts line. And so I'll be, like, having to think, like, damn, somebody really wants my social demise. And I'm waiting on the
but
donut.
But it shows, like, okay, it shows the... It shows the lack of information on management of emotions in your upbringing. Because I done got death threats and everything.
All kinds of shit.
I've had niggas write me from anonymous Instagram.
Yeah, niggas try to get you fired from your job and
luckily, my job knows this is my job. So they know what I do at this point. Right. This is why they got me here.
Right.
So
I don't work somewhere where they give a fuck what I tweet. Therefore, it'd be whatever.
Fuck them folks.
You know what I'm saying? It's just.
I've seen it. Niggas be on his head.
But it'd be mad as fuck. And I'd be like, bro, you should not care what I think this much. Like, I'm really not.
But it shows you the lack of management of self, like managing what you feel. Because clearly what I said made you feel some type of way.
You know what I'm saying?
You are allowed as a human to feel some type of way.
You know, and
but those are your feelings.
It's gotten to a point where sometimes, like, damn, I'll tweet some shit out and I delete it.
Fact.
Right after, like, this shit don't matter. And it's going to bring me more issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Needless shit that I do not have, that I don't want to worry about.
It'll be some shit. It'll be a really innocuous thought, but I just know that it's going to trigger somebody that really can't manage their emotions. And it's just like, you know, I don't really feel like dealing with you arguing with me.
Right. I ain't going to lie to y'all, though. Like my platform has well exceeded me as an individual. So every piece of information that I educate myself on, I don't give a fuck how I make your grandma feel.
That's real.
I say it. Yeah, I type
real.
It. I make a live. I'm a fucking
that's
make
real.
A post. Because I feel like there are not a lot of us that are spitting real.
You right.
Do you see them? Like when you mention what's going on the internet, there's a salad. But goddamn it, we like the spinach or the kale that you only want to put a little bit in there.
You know what I'm saying? God,
I'm going to flood this motherfucker
with
all the information about all the right shit. Yeah, so in the midst of some of that bullshit you listening to, some real shit gonna pop up.
And it's also like, I be trying to get people to understand, has it ever like dawned, like speaking to a person that's upset about something that somebody said on, you know, social media, has it ever dawned on any of you that y'all don't live the same life as the person speaking on what they speaking on? Has it ever dawned on you probably don't feel the same way I do because we don't have the same 7 days out the week. Motherfuckers will argue with you about some shit that happened to you this morning. And it's like, no matter how mad you get, it happened to me.
I find myself a lot of times on Twitter, like, having to, like, just ask, like, why are you upset?
Like, what are you mad about? Because it's not me.
Because you don't know me to be mad at me. So what did I say? This is one of them clips that I want you to chop up and send to me.
I got you.
Because I'm going to put it. What did I say? I'm going to pin it. What did I say? What is it? Because you don't know me.
But you know most people, and I'm saying this standing on it, most people don't get the healthy amount of attention or validation they need from how they have their own life
set
up. Santa
Claus shit.
So when they get on the internet, they are looking for that. They're trying to feed that inner child. And when I say my opinion on your page and you don't receive it, it just slaps the inner child in me one more time.
Man, God,
there are so many times.
Wow.
You people don't get attention.
There's no way.
I have to do this shit for a living. Everybody up here gets an adequate amount of attention when they post on social media.
Yep.
Everybody doesn't do that.
You feel me?
If I just deleted my Twitter for a few weeks ago. I was okay.
Right.
There are some people.
But see, your real life is set up where it is supportive of you being you.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying?
I can do this. Right. If I didn't do this for a living, I probably wouldn't even be on social.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I don't care about people's fucking opinions.
Right. Or just like even me being invited to come do this. That means that what I have to say has some validity on a greater platform.
It matters.
Right.
People want to put that out to the masses.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people, they tweeting into the void. They want that attention. They want that spotlight. They're going to do anything to get it.
Yeah.
You see how social media is now? People are depraved for attention.
Yep.
They're doing anything for attention now.
Yep.
I saw somebody run up and punch another guy in the face as a prank.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
They just want attention.
They're trying to get on as quickly and as easily as they can.
They don't, and morals is out the window. And I know morals are subjective.
Very.
But I think there are a lot of things that should be unilateral. Like,
yeah.
I think.
I agree. I do think that there should be a line in the same. And like people's lines are further than others because there's some shit that doesn't bother me that bothers other people. But I do feel like there should be like a general line in the sand of like, yo, nigga, like you don't need to be that guy. Everybody wants to be that guy. You don't have to be that guy.
But I think it could be the same for all if we start with just human rights.
You're right.
Just being decent people to one another.
You're right.
Do your shit, whatever your shit is, to the extent that it doesn't violate somebody else's
just don't step
natural
on toes.
Rights.
Right. Just don't step on toes.
Absolutely.
I just feel like people could be a lot, not me saying somebody should be nicer to people. I'm not really a nice nigga. But just generally speaking, we all don't have to be like. It's more like so with how the world is going and the social climate and the political climate, the economic climate. Everybody's on fucking edge. Everybody don't got time for this shit. So your pranks, what you might feel funny or what your commentary you might feel funny, is probably going to push somebody's buttons, and you got to understand that. So on the other side of people being able to say whatever the fuck it is that they want to say, you got to understand that, nigga, everybody's not going to receive how you say or how you feel shit the same way.
And if people see your content, and if they see the things that you say online, and they want to react a certain way,
I'm objective. Right, I'm objective. I'm like, I say certain things that I know might ruffle somebody's feathers, but I don't give a fuck about strangling no chicken. Therefore, we're going to eat.
On your platform.
See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm...
That be the shit. I'm
big on that.
It's like, not like
I'm
going to
say whatever the fuck I want to say on my page. And you can't possibly say that I'm violating your rights or stepping on your toes when I'm in my own house.
Block me. That's my shit. You don't like my tweets. Block me.
Niggas want you to tweet how they want you to tweet.
Mm-hmm.
When they want you to
especially tweet. When you develop a platform. Because I get told all the time from people whose feathers are ruffled, like, you shouldn't be talking about this on your page. You mad because this page have this much attention.
Yeah.
You don't want me to talk about this kind
like,
of stuff.
Yeah.
If I was somewhere with 100 followers,
you wouldn't give a
talk
fuck
about it. You
what
wouldn't
I
give
had
a fuck.
To say. But now because
you
would
let me post my little post with one or two likes and you wouldn't even comment on this bitch.
Exactly.
So I wanted to talk about this before we get up out of here, man. This Megan Party shit.
Mm. Y'all gotta put me up on game. Put
so
me
Megan
up speed,
put out a song a few weeks ago called Cobra. She lightly touched on that Party may ex-partisan may have been cheating on her. And then Party put out a song yesterday. Basically, it was like, you're a fake-ass bitch, and that's why I don't nobody like you. That's how.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
And just like my general consensus is they both lame. But generally speaking, so, you know, Meg has stans. Everybody loves Meg. I like Meg. Love her music. She can rap like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Objectively speaking, anybody else you know that falls out with everybody they know,
everybody,
you'd think they were the problem.
Absolutely. The only part that I would disagree with you on that is that when we're discussing topics that have to do with famous people's business, you don't know what is actually true or not.
You right.
Because we know what media does.
You right.
Like, we just sat up here and talked about how for the sake of going viral
right.
or getting likes or views or shares or attention,
right.
just an individual person will go to an extreme extent. So what do you think media platforms, that they need this to keep their platform alive
right.
and their sponsorships and their stories get spent all kind of ways.
When
you said what you said about, like, when you fall out with Eric, we don't know who the fuck she really fell out with.
Okay,
we don't.
Because
he would know better than me.
I saw her in like the very, very beginning. Like, I met her in like 2018. She got a completely different.
And I'll say, okay, so objectively speaking, with the information that I have been presented, leads me to believe you are not as great of a person as
you're
you.
As innocent as
more so like that. I just don't. Sans Tory Lanez, because he's exactly where his short, goofy ass need to be. Again, what you said about men not being able to regulate their motherfucking emotions, that's exactly why his ass is locked up.
Yeah.
Not because he shot the bitch, but because he's stupid. Because you could have handled that in an entirely different situation if he was fucking both of them, allegedly. You could have either took it on the chin or told both of them take it on the chin. Either way it went. But see what I'm saying?
It's just so hard to have a solid opinion that you stand behind on this type of stuff, because everything is alleged. You don't know what's
right.
fact and what's not. So, and then the other side of it too is, you know, I always look at, when I look at people, I look at them and I can't get rid of what I know about psychology and things like that. But when you look at people that do music, right? Oftentimes who they started with is not who they end up with. Not because they're just a fucked up person, but because
the nature of the industry.
Yeah, but also when I started out, I don't know what I know now. And y'all intentions a lot of times change. The people around you, based on me getting bigger and you wanting a bigger piece of the pie. And I'm only saying this because it will get to a point where it's not just her, but male artists too. They will get to a point where they don't even want their own dogs around them.
Yeah.
You see Meek Mill talk about it. Right now, he admits switching up on people with just speaking on the things that he's acquired along his journey and them not understanding the value in it and certain shit where...
Well, it's hard for people to understand the value when they didn't put in the work to get it.
That,
right,
yeah.
right. And that's a normal thing. Yeah. They ain't even wrong for that.
Yeah.
So that even goes back to the point of why you fall out with your best friend for fucking a nigga. She wasn't fucking on these niggas until you gave her the access to be fucking on these niggas. She fuck on that nigga behind your back. Now you're beef.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. No, you're right. I take back what... I rescind my statement and say this. Objectively speaking... Anybody else would look crazy if you fell out with everybody. But if you're in a situation where you're rich and you famous and
if you're in the industry, there is a famous artist from my city. And
where you from?
He St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, okay.
He came back home off a tour and brought a bunch of niggas home and left and went back and left their ass
there. Talking about
Rod? And just left their ass there.
Talking about Rod?
And just, I ain't going to get into who... But I'm just giving y'all an example.
Yeah.
It's people that's gonna get people from the fuck from around them.
Which is
when they it's not malicious, it's not cause I'm a bad person, but like you know this from being around people when you start to reach new heights, you change your boundaries, you change what you want your environment to look
higher.
There's a lot of artists locked the fuck up because they didn't do this. They didn't switch up the environment.
When I was in college, we could have rolled around with some weed on us and shit. We could have rolled around with some open bottles. Now the stakes are higher because if I get caught with that shit, I'm gonna be on the fucking news.
Right.
I'm gonna be on the news. Local radio personality found with no. I don't want that shit. So if I know you're the type of nigga that is gonna be that you don't got shit to live for, basically. You're not saying not shit to live for,
right.
but you don't have shit to lose.
Right.
You don't have shit to lose. I got a whole bunch of shit to lose.
Right.
I was walking through this bitch today like, damn, this is a great situation.
Right.
And I would be really hurt if I lost this shit off a mistake.
Yeah, and imagine if you...
It's going to be off a mistake.
But imagine if we your dogs, we around, we rolling up, we leaving weed everywhere, we walking through this motherfucker, we inviting girls up here. You don't know the women. We getting in arguments. Somebody done punched a hole in the wall. Stuff missing. Like, bro, and then you worried about... Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want people to see me with different people than who I started with because I don't want them to think that I'm the problem. So I'm going to just keep these niggas around.
Yeah, you're right. Because even when I was DJing, it was certain situations like that. Like when I was doing like parties for like colleges and shit versus when I was doing like shows for like, yeah. you know, like rappers and shit or like doing like club appearances and shit. It would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain niggas I can't bring with me to the goddamn
it's
club.
It's a fact. And we need to normalize saying this. You know what like, you my dog. Bro, you can't come with me to the corporate events.
Me? Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
we going in Atlanta. We going to this club. We finna smoke, chill, whatever. You bro, what you can slide.
Yeah.
So, bro, I can't go with y'all there. Hell no. And let me tell you why. So you don't go nowhere and make up no story as to why I left your ass home.
And sometimes it's also like it'll be a situation to where maybe not somebody you personally cool with, but you just know how this motherfucker
operates. You got to know your personnel. You got to know your personnel.
Act like, oh, you again? No.
Hell but not nah. even in relationships. Look at what you said. You used to date a certain type of women and you decided where you want your life to go and you switched up. For a lot of us, especially as women, we get in relationships and based on, you know, our image and what we putting out and what we want for ourselves, our children, our lifestyle, you got to stop dealing with certain niggas. Maybe you can take a few instances of cheating and certain shit when you get older or you just grow mentally and you realize like, I got to get out this shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I gotta go get a different type.
You gotta get a different type. Because it's certain, the women that I used to entertain, I couldn't go to these corporate events.
Yeah. Some people are just liabilities.
I can't go to no hospital opening with this bitch.
Yep.
She gonna show up in some goddamn Crocs.
Yep.
In a bodysuit.
Or you take her to something like that and she got on something with the bottom of her ass cheek sticking out. And of course, we know you love the ass, but
this is not the ass.
I will say that all of my exes are like the women that I have dated recently. They always hit the nail on the head when they supposed to hit the nail on the head. I don't got nothing bad to say about any
shout
of the women.
Shout out to the women that know.
Yeah, not one. Whether they hate my guts currently or not, I don't got nothing bad to say about them in that regard. They have the ass out when I request it. And
they put the ass up when it's time to put it up.
See what I'm saying?
Time for cheeks. Listen, man, another episode with the homies, Big Homie Love Dorsey. How can they follow you and everything you got going on?
Just @love_Dorsey. Or just Google me, it'll come up.
Ooh, I like to see that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's the boy Ant 285 Slim on Twitter @285 Slim for sure.
Le Frederick.
He has 285 the Frederick. That's
what is this, Le Frederick?
Okay, so it's this tweet that went around. Like anytime a nigga say some goofy shit or like some lame shit, and all the hoes be laughing, like LMFAO, Le Frederick, you're so funny. That's how they be doing me on Twitter. And like when chicks be laughing at shit that I be saying, everybody wants me to shut the fuck up. So I just changed my name to like
what the fuck do you be saying? They got these people.
Depends on day of the week. It'd be a thing. I could say, like, damn, I don't feel like eating no macaroni and cheese today. Niggas won't argue about this shit. It's bad. It's bad.